And a good Wednesday morning. I'm Rob Hackelaw along with Lisa Zizian. And as promised in this segment, we're going to be talking with Nicole Perry. She is the host of Powerful Women Revealed. You can hear that Sunday afternoons right after the noon news until 1 o'clock. And she joins us today to talk about her new book, and we're excited to have her in studio with us this morning, Lisa, to talk about her new book. It is called I Am on a Love Diet. Nicole, good morning and welcome.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, thank you so much for having me, you guys.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. So let's talk about this new project. You're pretty excited and proud of this.
I'm very proud. It's very personal. It's not a book about mathematics. It's very personal.
Really? Okay, so I am on a love diet. What do you mean by that?
So I basically, for 365 days, decided to journal and take a close look at feeding myself love. And it really encompassed everything, not just around food, but writing down the emotions around food and why I was choosing the things I was choosing to eat. And I was just frankly so sick of the dieting industry. I had just quit another diet. They weren't working for me. And I just thought to myself, I just need to create my own diet. And I wanted to balance out the word diet because it's kind of a four-letter word, negative word. Diet. I wanted to balance it out with something really positive.
Yeah, diet doesn't seem very fun, does it?
No, it doesn't.
No.
And the cover only has an empty plate on the front because I didn't want to tell people what to eat. Like, I don't drink my coffee with cream and sugar, but who am I to tell anybody else not to put cream or sugar in their coffee? Mm-hmm. So I basically create my own diet and show everybody how I do it so that they can actually use my formula to create their own.
Wow.
So how was the process for you? What did you learn? What surprised you during,
oh my God.
during this, yeah. this
oh my God.
Project?
So many things surprised me. What really was shocking is that it took so long for the weight to start coming off because I didn't start losing weight until really chapter 14 and there's only 18 chapters. So it took a good 10 months for me to change my mindset around food.
Now, do you love to cook, Nicole?
Or? I love to cook, but I don't follow recipes very well. So there's two recipes in the book. As I go along, I shared a couple of personal recipes. But really, I just like to start with ingredients that I love and then just go from there.
So what do you hope that folks will really gain from? That's funny. I used the word gain, but
yes.
Gain from this book.
Well, I really, you know, I've been thinking about this a lot. I published the book in the middle of COVID. I really hesitated about that, but I really want to get the book into the hands of as many women or really people that struggle with their weight and that struggle with the dieting industry and would really like a refreshing new way or concept to think about food and their diet.
Wow. Okay. So this is something that you did all on your own, but like many people, they're bombarded probably with different messages about, and maybe it's joining a gym. And you know, it's not to say that maybe those ways don't work for some people, joining a gym or having a coach, or there are places you can go and you pay and you get specific meals and portion sizes. And it's almost like you're a club, you're part of a club.
Yeah.
And you got to keep going back and paying into that. But this is what, so you had done like a bunch of that and you know, said, I got to do something different.
Yeah. I really had to strip away everything I had learned from my environment and from, you know, the outside world. I had to just strip it down and just get back to basics. And not that, because exercising is important, and I talk about that in the book, again, chapter 14. So exercising is important, and it's not that things like Weight Watchers and other great companies out there are not good. It's just that it really has to stem, everything has to stem from love. Everything has to come from love.
Well, I know, Nicole, obviously, you've got a big family as well. Did this change anything of the dynamics inside the house, or how did this work?
Well, it has changed, and it's kind of interesting because in the book, I talk about how the heck could I ever become a vegetarian in a house full of meat eaters. And
Ribeye.
I am kind of a vegan. I'm not a perfect vegan, but and they all work around because I do all the cooking. So when we go to restaurants, they really do dive into chicken and fish and different things. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. We're talking with Nicole Perry. Of course, you can hear her Sundays right after the new news on Powerful Women Revealed. This is her new book, I Am on a Love Diet. And so, Nicole, how can people get the book? You know, is again, this is something that people, you said anybody can read. You don't have to be necessarily a woman.
You don't have to be a woman. It can be good for anyone. But really, I talk about menopause a lot. So even if you are a man, but you have a wife going through menopause, this would be a really great read for you. And I talk about a little bit about anxiety and depression and how that filters into our food and our mindset. And so it could be great for a teenager, a teenage girl. It reads like a beach novel. Mm-hmm. So it's funny. And I talk about everything in story format in my real life experience. So it's very easy to read it and let it wash over you.
All right. And so let's see. I imagine we're not going to be doing any big book signings right now.
Yes, I'm planning a book tour. I'm planning a book tour. I'm going to do as many book signings as I can. You can go to ilovemydiet.com. I can't believe I secured that website. Like, no one has ever thought I love my diet before. Like, that's just crazy.
She's got it.
So ilovemydiet.com. And then if anybody wants me to do a book signing, I would love to start. Aww. Even mask on, mask off, we'll figure it all out, we'll follow all the proper protocol, and beginning September is when I'm really kicking that off.
Okay, I'm so curious, do you think you'll work on another book?
For a month since this has been out, my whole morning routine is off, and I'm like, I have to start writing my next book. So yes, I'm already starting to write the next book.
Wow. All right. Well, we know.
There's no stopping her.
No, I've known that since the day I met Nicole. I am on a love diet. A grapefruit diet is not realistic. A love diet is personal. Nicole Perry, ilovemydiet.com is the website. Check it out, and we'll listen to you Sundays at 12:15 on WATD. And we're going to open the phone lines. We want to give away a copy of your brand new book. Okay?
Nice.
Let's do
Very
it. Lisa,
cool.
Let's open those lines.
You got it. Caller number 4, we'd love to give you a copy of Nicole Perry's brand new debut book, I Am on a Love Diet. We'll take caller number 4 right now, 781-837-4900. Give us a call in the studio at 781-837-4900. Caller number 4, you'll win a copy of I Am on a Love Diet by Nicole Perry.
All right, brand new book. Again, some great reading. 781-837-4900. Caller 4 right now. Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you guys for having me.